Panthers tonight will be in the road white uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in yellow, the black headgear, the traditional Depop back on the side after the Stars and Stripes version a week ago. For Saginaw Valley, the home team tonight, they were going to be in their all-red look, pants and top with white numerals. They've got white and blue striping down the side of the pant and on the shoulder pads, the red headgear with the blue SV on the side. So now we're waiting as two football teams out here on the field, and we'll have week four of the football season. I guess just briefly here, since we have a moment, partner, we'll glance at a couple of the interesting games going on in the GLIAC right now. Michigan Tech, after last week coming to ODU and getting a big win, remember we talked about how important that was for both of those teams to avoid getting the two losses. Tech has gone to Hillsdale today, and they're just getting lambashed. 51-24 Hillsdale. I don't know the last time I saw Hillsdale put up 51 points in a game. And how about Ashland? Down 31-14 at halftime, they have rallied to take a 39-31 lead over Ferris State with only 90 seconds to go. I don't know who's got the ball there, but back-to-back weeks now, Ferris State. Their game's going to come down what looks like maybe the last play of the game.
Yeah, it looked like Ferris State the last few weeks, at least on paper, was kind of waiting for the bow to break there. And this could be the week against Ashland, two of the top teams in the conference, if not the top two, when you throw in Grand Valley, which won earlier today. And that will leave just Ashland undefeated. If they're able to hold on here in the South, be the only undefeated team in the South. And then Michigan Tech, I'd like to think that that might be just a case of some road weariness after having to come down. Having to come down from all the way up there, northern Michigan, to Columbus last week, and then make the trip back, and then head back down to southern Michigan to Hillsdale, which is only about a 2 or 3 hour drive from Columbus. So I'm guessing right there is probably a little bit of road weariness with the Huskies, but some interesting games there today in the GLIAC, and none more interesting right now than those two.
It appeared that Ferris State was driving and turned it over on downs at the Ashland 15-yard line. And now Ashland is trying to run out the clock. So a stop by Ferris State could get it back down 8. And Brent will have an update for you on that one, I'm sure, when we get to our first break in the opening quarter of play. So both teams have made their way out onto the field. Matt, one thing that we do need to address is the wind here tonight. Yep. It is a very strong wind that is blowing from our left to our right. The American flag to our right is stiff as a board out there, and it is windy not only up in the atmosphere, but down on the field of play as well, as you and I were making our walk about an hour before game time.
Yeah, and I think it'll probably just be a pick up throughout the evening. If last year was any indication, I mean, we were up here in November last season, but it was very cold, it was raw, and the wind played a huge factor in that one. Being down there on the field, it was a little deceiving because not a cloud in the sky and the sun was bright, but you could still feel that wind. You felt the warmth of the sun and a little bit of the sting of the wind, and we were watching some of our kickers down here struggling to get it at 35 yards through field goal. So special teams here could play a major factor in this game, and of course the wind will affect the passing game for both teams.
And the Panthers will be going directly into the wind here in the first quarter, so they're going to be going from our right, the north end zone, to the south end zone, to our left. Tyler Marcus is their kickoff man for Saginaw Valley. He will be to our left, has the ball teed up. Asaias Chapman and David Turner are to our right to return. Turner in 5 kick returns, averaging almost 24 per return, which ranks him right now 9th. But I would assume that this kickoff by Marcus would sail into the end zone, and the Panthers would then come out near the 25-yard line. But we will wait and see. Thanks for being with us tonight on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. You can follow us along here throughout the broadcast on Twitter, at Panthers Radio. So if you have that Twitter, you want to follow us, at Panthers Radio. We've got some extras for you as the evening goes along if you follow us along on Twitter as well. Brent Ford will be back at the studios, have updates for you throughout. And we're about ready to go here on at least a picture-perfect and feels like fall night here in Saginaw, Michigan. And quite frankly, I welcome it.
We've been waiting for it for a long time, especially down there in Columbus, where it just seems like the summer will never end.
62 degrees as Marcus approaches. He will send it end over end. It will carry into the end zone. Will Turner will field it 5 yards deep. He thought about bringing it out and wisely stopped shy of the goal line. And so Ohio Dominican's offense will come onto the field at the 25-yard line. Grant Russell will make start number 14 tonight. Appearance number 22, the junior out of Newark, completing 64% of his passes for 562 yards. Three interceptions, four touchdowns on the season. And right now he ranks fourth in the conference in completion percentage and ninth in yards per game. Asaias Chapman will open up at the running back position for Ohio Dominican. They'll stack two receivers to the right, one over here to the near side. On first down at 10 at H-back, Aaron Stevens will go in motion, and it'll be Chapman trying to sweep to the left, bumped into his own lineman, and then gets collared at the 25-yard line and dropped by linebacker Michael Alexander. Asaias Chapman, a redshirt sophomore out of the state of Georgia, coming out here tonight. Only 25 carries on the season. Again, we've kind of hammered on it a couple of times, but thinking about a guy who we'd like to see get 18 to 22 carries in a game if the game warrants it.
And Saginaw Valley is allowing 190 yards rushing per game in this young season. And if Isaias was able to get in that 18 to 20 range, I think we could see a big night from him.
Play action this time for Russell, forced out of the pocket. Now looks downfield and throws off target. Isaiah Williams, the redshirt sophomore out of Northmont High School north of Dayton, got his first career start here tonight, had his first target right there, but Grant on the move, unable to connect it. It'll be third down and 10.
Grant coming under a little bit of pressure there and was able to roll out of the pocket out to the far side. Saginaw Valley has six sacks on the season, so that defensive line and those linebackers do like to get a little bit of pressure on the opposing quarterback.
Three receivers right, Corey Contini left for Russell on third and 10 from the 25-yard line. They're bringing five. Grant throwing a deep ball for Contini, and it's off his fingertips and incomplete near the 40-yard line of Saginaw Valley. Unlike the play last week where it hit him in stride, that one was just beyond his reach, was able to get his fingertips on it but couldn't haul it in. And it'll bring up a fourth down, and that's got to be a tough throw for Russell. It was into the wind, and he actually overthrew him. And it'll be fourth down, and now Justin Bonchek will have to deal with the weather.
I think Grant was trying to get a feel for how that wind was going to be and put a little extra arm on it, and it overshot Corey just out of the reach of his fingertips, and the Panthers go three and out on their first possession of the evening.
Matt McCoy is back to receive this punt from Justin Bonchek, averaging 33.5 per kick so far on the season. Into a tough win, Aaron Stevens with a nice snap, and Bonchek will boom one downfield that McCoy fair catches and bobbles, but manages to fall on at the 40-yard line. First and 10 Saginaw, and here is the Panthers defense.
T.J. Small, defensive end, East Cleveland, Ohio.
Paul Westwall, defensive line, Logan, Ohio.
Demetrius Farmer, defensive tackle, Dover, Ohio.
Brian Hunter, defensive end, Maple Heights, Ohio.
Ross Thompson, linebacker, Dolphins, Ohio.
Cameron Cole, linebacker, Hilliard Darby High School.
Trey McIntyre, linebacker, North Lewisburg, Ohio.
Martise Sias, defensive back, Lakewood, Ohio.
O'Shea Jackson, free safety, Warren G. Harding High School.
Gus Demmerling, Perrysburg High School.
Billy Akins, cornerback, Pickerington, Ohio.
And on first down and 10 for Saginaw Valley, a run by David Nay up the middle for the Cardinals, and that'll be a pickup of a couple on first down. The Panther defense ranks 12th overall in total yards allowed, 430 per game. They are 11th in points allowed at 32 per contest. Second down and 6 coming up now for Saginaw Valley, going left to right on their first possession here in the opening quarter, 13:40 to play. In under center is Jacob LeClaire. He'll hand it off to Ney. Barrels his way up the middle where Marquise Tyus will wrap him up. Also got assist from Trey McIntyre. But that's a first down run, I think. No, just a half yard shy out to the 48-yard line. So it'll be third down and 1 yard to go. This Saginaw Valley offense, they do not huddle. Looking over here to the sideline are all the specialists, the skilled players. They will have two receivers off to the left-hand side. Voltaggio is one of them. They'll go double tight end, eye in the backfield on third down and a yard. Handoff fullback up the middle, and that's going to be a, what looks like a run of a yard, which will get him a first down. Frank Heinkreiter, their tight end, lined up in the backfield and got to carry his first of the season. And the junior from Oceana, Ohio, will give Saginaw Valley a first down out near midfield. With the way the wind is right now,
right.
Saginaw Valley with the wind, the Panther defense are back against the wall here a little bit.
And three straight running plays to open the game for Saginaw Valley, and they just muscled their way in three straight plays to a first down.
Right at midfield, LeClaire in under center. Play action, rolls to his right, throws downfield. Battaggio's got the catch and out of bounds at the Ohio Dominican 40-yard line. Alfonso Voltaggio, a junior from Shelby Township, Michigan, averaging over 14 yards per catch with a couple of touchdowns. And that'll pick them up nine. Just a little rollout for LeClaire. He had three options out there.
Yeah, good protection by the offensive line for LeClaire. Was able to survey the field and check down to his receivers until he got to Voltaggio, and they got a nice hook up there. Second and short. Those second and short situations are huge for offenses. And so far, Saginaw Valley on this first drive looks very comfortable.
High backfield, two tight ends, two receivers left. LeClaire hands to Ney. They hit him in the backfield and a tackle for loss back at the 45-yard line. Ross Thompson was the first one in there. Brian Hunter came in there as well. And a big surge by the Panther defensive front. It'll be third down and four.
I'm looking forward to seeing what this defensive line does tonight with Anthony Small, Wesselhoff, Demetrius Farmer, and Brian Hunter. Getting a good push up front. I feel like they're one of the units that this team has relied on so far this year. They've been doing pretty well up there in the trenches, and after a few positive plays for the Saginaw Valley, they get a nice good push and drop them for a loss.
Cardinals need the 40 for a first down out of the shotgun. LeClaire looks left. It is caught right at the 40-yard line by Will Farr, their second tight end. They'll set it right on the 40-yard line. Boy, the coverage could not have been any tighter by Gus Dimmerling, but it will be a first down for Saginaw Valley. So this Cardinal offense averaging just 290 yards per game, which is next to last in the GLIAC, and only 22 points per game, will have their second first down on this initial possession. Farr will remain out there at tight end. Two receivers over here to the near side on this first down and 10 play. Mark Johnson is one of them. LeClaire to pass. Pressured by Farmer. Ball comes out at midfield. It's a scramble for it, and Ferris State's going to fall on it. Oh, my goodness. Demetrius Farmer came shooting through and blindsided LeClaire for a big loss of 9 yards back to the 49-yard line. And falling on it was center Christian Porter, a junior out of Wayne High School near Dayton. And for Demetrius Farmer, that will be his third sack of the season already this year.
I haven't seen a hit like that on defense yet this season. And Demetrius Farmer coming around that far side edge on the blind side and just pulverized LeClaire. And luckily for Saginaw Valley, Christian Porter was there for the mop-up duty to recover the ball, although it puts the Cardinals in second and a mile.
And they'll hand it off to David Ney, and he will lower his shoulder, and he's only going to pick up a yard, maybe two, on the play. Brian Hunter, Paul Wesselhoff on the bottom of the pile here for ODU. In fact, make that Farmer again, not Hunter. And Farmer and Ross Thompson will check out of the lineup on what will be a third down and 16, make it 17, coming up for Saginaw Valley. And the Panthers will bring in O'Shea Jackson in that secondary. They'll have Dwayne Gordon Jr., Billy Aikens, Gus Dimmerling, Marquise Tyus, Trey McIntyre, all will be out there in coverage on what will be third down. Saginaw Valley will need the 30-yard line for a first. Farr will go in motion, making it three receivers left. LeClaire takes the shotgun snap. They set up a little dump off here to the right side for Johnson. Made the catch. Billy Aikens, great read, comes up, makes the tackle after a pickup of six. Aikens kind of tangled up a little bit with Johnson, and one of the linemen had his hand peeled back. Nothing occurred. And that sack by Farmer, setting up a
huge
third down and forever, and now they'll have to punt the football away.
After a couple of first downs, including a third down conversion on that opening drive for Saginaw Valley, that play certainly was the difference for the Panthers, pinning the Cardinals way back here into third or fourth and long and in a punting situation.
And Tyler Marcus will end over end one into the air that Billy Akins will fair catch right at the 10-yard line. And so the Panthers defense, after allowing two first downs, will give the football back to the ODU offense. 8 minutes, 31 seconds to play here in quarter number one. No score, and the Panthers will have it for the second time. This offensive line has done a great job in pass protection for Grant Russell. He has been able to hang into the pocket and been able to make some plays. Andrew Lorenz, the center out there. Cole Tamaris at left guard. Tyler Edwards Frick at the right guard position. And the two tackles, Zach Williams and Robert Fargo, are out there. Panthers will have E.J. Colson out there along with Justin Davis in the running back position. They'll run speed option. Pitch over here to Colson, 10, 15, bounced out of bounds near the 18-yard line. Dylan Dixon, sophomore safety out of Detroit, but that'll be a 7, maybe 8-yard pickup on first down as E.J. Colson, redshirt freshman out of Middletown, with the carry.
Something we saw quite a bit last week against Michigan Tech is big chunks of yards on first down to put the Panthers in second and short situations, and we had another one right there with E.J. Colson.
And now they'll throw it to Colson out of the backfield. He's over the 25, out near the 30-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 11 yards on E.J. Colson's first pass reception of his young career. And Grant Russell and the Panther offense will have first down and 10 at the 30-yard line. And they will get right back to the line of scrimmage. Contini, Turner, and Stanford will be wide receivers to the near side as Colson will check out. Now it's Justin Davis, the single back, to the left of Grant Russell. Ball on the far side hash mark, and it'll be Justin Davis sweeping right. Turns up field 30. He's ahead to the 33, to the 34-yard line. Nice push by the offensive line on the right side, and the strong running of Justin Davis is going to give him 5 on first down.
Justin Davis averaging about 3 yards a carry in this young season. 28 carries for 85 yards and a touchdown, getting a nice push there to put the Panthers at second and 5.
E.J. Colson back into the backfield out of a pistol formation. Second down and 5 for Grant Russell out of the formation. Takes it. Speed option left. Grant will fake the pitch. Keeps it 40. He's got a first down to the 42-yard line. 7 for Grant Russell. You had mentioned he's the Panthers' leading rusher at this point of the season. Came in with 33 carries for 104 yards. And for his career, he's going to be closing in on 400 yards rushing by the end of the day. First down and 10 Panthers, right to left, with a clock down to 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. Justin Davis will line up to the left of Russell, who has 3 receivers to the right, 1 over here to the near side. And on first down and 10, quick pitch over here to Kentini. Caught at 47, broke a tackle, 50, 45, a Saginaw Valley, and out of bounds right there. And Corey Kentini, after the catch, made a nice move. They'll say he stepped out of bounds back near the 48. That is short of a first down. The chains had already begun to move, so this will be a problem. I have no idea if it's a first down or not. Well, they're going to say it's a first down, whether it was or not. So the Panthers will have it at the Saginaw Valley 48-yard line, first down and 10. Russell will hand it off to Davis, and he's up the middle. He'll be able to lean over the pile near the Saginaw Valley 45 for a gain of 3 yards. And it'll bring up second down. If anything, Matt, the Panthers' possession, which started back near the 10-yard line, has worked its way into Saginaw Valley territory into this wind.
And there were some positive plays there. The one that really sticks out for me is Corey Cantini's reception after laying out in the first series for that one that went right off his fingertips, and then, of course, the big drop last week. I think he needs a few of those catches to sort of get his confidence back.
Empty backfield this time. E.J. Colson comes in motion. They toss it forward to him on a jet. Colson makes a nice move in the hole, works inside the Saginaw Valley 40. That'll be a pickup of 7. It'll be third down and 1. Well, about a week or so ago, Coach Kelly Cummings in our Thursday night program said, I got to get E.J. Colson out on the field. He's got to touch the football, and now we're seeing him line up in a variety of areas.
Yeah, and you've got to thank his buddies there, Zach Williams and Aaron Stevens out there for those downfield blocks on those little jet sweeps, getting those positive yards and putting the Panthers in third and very manageable.
Third down and less than a yard, empty backfield. Russell rolls, throws, and he's got Cantini for a first down at the 34-yard line. That'll be a toss of 5 yards to Corey Cantini. Panthers cross him up a bit, and on third down and less than a yard, we'll throw the football and move the chains again.
Nice little wrinkle in the playbook on those third and short situations, especially going into the wind. you would expect them to run the ball and get that first down, but Panthers opting to go through the air and getting Corey Cantini involved early and picking up the first down.
Had 19 receptions through 3 weeks coming in, did Cantini. That was best for good for second best in the GLIAC in terms of receptions. He's got two tonight. First down from the 34-yard line. Russell this time. Deep ball left side for Cantini near the end zone. He's got it at the goal line. Are they going to say he's in? Yes, he is. Now, there's a penalty marker down on the play as well, and I've got a bad feeling about this one. Let's hope I'm wrong.
Got pretty handsy down there about the 10-yard line.
Official that was trailing the play was the one who threw the flag. Cantini and the defensive back were in contact near the 10, and they're going to get Corey for offensive pass interference. There was some separation between he and the defensive back. It was just whether or not he pushed off or just ran away. And when that flag came out, I knew that we were in trouble.
Yeah, the way the play just sort of developed like that, Corey got some separation, as you mentioned, and he was chomping at the bit to get that touchdown and kind of pushed off a little. You know, they're going to call that play or call that penalty every time on a play like that. And unfortunately for the Panthers, they're going to move in the wrong direction.
So instead of 6 points on the board, the football will go from the 34 back to the 49. So it'll be first and 25 now for the ODU offense. So let's see if they can get a little chunk of yards here. Joe Hines will check into the Panther backfield first time tonight. And on first down, Russell on play action. He'll throw out to the right. Colson's caught it behind the secondary, and he's got a first down to the 21-yard line. Throw and catch of 28 yards to E.J. Colson coming out of the backfield, and he got behind a linebacker and a good throw by Grant Russell.
Well, how do you do, E.J. Colson? After no receptions in his career, he has two here tonight for big gains, and he's already got a bunch of yards on the ground rushing at 15.
And after having first and 25, it is first and 10 at the Saginaw 21-yard line. No score, first quarter. Quick throw right, high for Dar Stanford, but he hauls it in and then tippy-toes out of bounds at the 15-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6, and the first time we say Dar Stanford's name tonight on a reception. Redshirt sophomore out of Zanesville, third in the GLIAC with 18 receptions coming into today, and fifth in yards per game. Averaging right around 75 per contest. He has 257 on the season coming in. Second down and 4 for Ohio Dominican at the 15-yard line. Clock under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Chapman back into the backfield to the right of Russell, who will throw on second down. Cantini back right of the end zone, trying a one-handed grab in tight coverage, and it's incomplete. Out there in coverage was Marvin White. He was stride for stride with Corey Cantini. It'll be third down and 4 now for the Panthers.
Pick down here in the red zone for the Panthers. Panthers are 7 of 9 in the red zone this season. Good enough for ninth in the GLIAC. And you'd like to come away here with a touchdown rather than try to settle for 3. Kicking into the wind, it wouldn't be exactly a chip shot right now if they don't convert.
Williams, Cantini, and Stanford are receivers left. Chapman lines up behind Grant Russell out of the pistol. Option right, pitch to Chapman, cuts to the 15, to the 10. He's got a first down to the 8-yard line. Not a great pitch by Grant. It was behind Chapman, so it kind of slowed him down for a minute, and you thought that might be too much. But Chapman made a nice cut, got the first down. It'll be first and goal.
I'm just glad Chapman caught that ball. Yeah. It was kind of behind him on his left shoulder, and he had to kind of, like, open up his body and swing back to try to get it and was able to get some hands on it and cut back and get the first down and give them the Panthers a fresh set of downs here inside the 10-yard line.
Remember, this drive started back at the 10. First and goal. End around. Dar Stanford. Stevens with a great block. Stanford to the corner, and he's in for an ODU score. Dar Stanford with a rushing touchdown. First of his career, and it's 3:13 to play in the first quarter. What a drive by ODU to give him a 6-0 lead.
Dar Stanford with the ball carrier.
Panthers faced some adversity on that drive with a couple of big penalties, and they stared that adversity right in the face and went right down the field and was able to get into the end zone to be the first ones to strike on this evening. And there goes the no-hitter.
Panthers one short here on the point after, but the play clock is just now at 15 as Isaiah Williams will line up here on the left-hand side of the line. Justin Bonchek out to try the point after. 8 out of 8 on the season. Aaron Stevens will snap it. Backup quarterback Austin Ernst will put it down on the carpet, and Boncheck will bang it through. Timeout on the field, 3:13 to play. First quarter at Saginaw Valley. Ohio Dominican 7, Cardinals nothing. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. Gentlemen, that game went final. Ashland defeats Ferris State 39-31. And for Ashland, it was Travis Tarwiski who went 21 of 38, 358 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. ODU on top. Back out to Todd and Matt.
How about that come from behind win? We listened to the entire first half of that game, and I gave up. It was 31-14. Ashland went out to a 14-3 lead in that game, and we're looking at each other in the car going, oh, my goodness. And then all of a sudden, it completely flipped in the second quarter, and it was 31-14. And how about Ashland's defense? I bet the paint was coming off the walls from Lee Owens' speech at halftime. And the defense pitches a second-half shutout. The offense comes back, and they win by a final of 39-31. That's remarkable, and that's a huge win for the Ashland Eagles.
I believe it was homecoming up there for Ferris State, so a little bit of a damper there on the Bulldogs' celebration on Saturday.
7-0 here, ODU, 3:13 to play in quarter number one as Justin Boncheck has it teed up, kicks off into that wind, and it'll be fielded by David Nay at the 15, out over the 25 to the 27. And for the second time, the Saginaw Valley offense will come onto the field.
They'll come onto the field down 7-0 thanks to a Dar Stanford 7-yard touchdown run. How about that first drive, first scoring drive, Todd? 13 plays went 90 yards in 5 minutes and 18 seconds, putting this game at 3:09 left to go in the first quarter. So lots of plays, long sustained drive, and the defense is out there with some fresh legs, ready to get another stop.
Gave up 2 first downs on the initial possession by Saginaw Valley, who will line up with 3 receivers left. LeClaire will work out of the shotgun, and he'll throw it out to the left, and that'll be caught by Corcoran, 30-35, and knocked out of bounds on the ODU sideline on the far side of the field at the 37. Max Corcoran, another Ohio product out of Chillicothe, started at Ohio University and transferred here. Career over 500 yards receiving. That is his 6th reception of the season this year. That is good for a first down out near the 38-yard line. So first down, same formation, just flip it. 3 over here this time. LeClaire, same thing. Throw to Corcoran. Panthers have it defended better, but he breaks the tackle, and he's out of bounds on the Saginaw side of the field near the 43-yard line. Clock stops momentarily, 2:45 to play in the first, 7-0. In favor of ODU, that's a gain of another 4 yards on first down for Saginaw Valley. So after primarily running formations, eye formations, quarterback in under center, now they've opened things up here.
Right.
They will have Demarius Woods, a receiver to the left, 3 receivers here to the near side on second down and 6. LeClaire again, quick toss over here. Vitaggio's got the catch. Nifty move to get to the corner and knocked out of bounds by Billy Akins out near the 47-yard line. Gain of 5, just short of the first down. So Voltaggio with a couple of catches. He had a big one against Finley. 5 catches for 126 yards in that game. That was an opening season loss on the road. 3rd and 1. And again, same thing, but it's behind Voltaggio, and the Panthers will swarm, and he's lucky to just get back to the line of scrimmage. Cameron Moore and 1 Cole customer. Cameron Cole will make the tackle that time for ODU, short of the first down, and a decision here for Saginaw Valley. And the punting unit will come onto the field.
Billy Akins was getting blocked by Max Corcoran out there, and in the battle of strength, Billy Akins was able to overcome Corcoran to get that pressure and get the receiver and bring him down to force Saginaw Valley into a third and out situation and the punting unit on the field.
A little bit of a high snap, and Nick Isaacs almost blocked it, and a wobbly kick will bounce to the Panther 21, bounce backwards, and be down by Saginaw Valley away from the play. There were some groans from the Saginaw Valley fans that a penalty marker came out. I have no idea what it was because there were so many things going on.
Right.
By the way Saginaw Valley fans reacted, I have a feeling this is going to go against ODU.
Flags out near the 20-yard line.
And our head referee will come out and say there's no foul, which leaves some confused fans. And the officials are misspotting this football badly. That ball was touched out near the 22-yard line, and they're spotting it at the 13 or at the 17. Now, how can you miss that?
I don't know, and the coaches for the Panthers haven't noticed this yet either. I'm surprised they're not out at the hash mark challenging this.
Now, the field judge and back judge are talking, and I think they are going to reset this football.
Because after the punt, it took a Panthers bounce, and a Saginaw player
touched it immediately.
Dove to touch it around the 22 or 23, and now they're a little huddled there by the officials trying to figure out where to put this ball.
They're supposed to throw a beanbag when the ball is touched.
They threw a flag that they waved off.
Right. And they are going to adjust this and bring the football out. Like I said, it should be around the 22, so if they get somewhere in there, I'll be happy. And that's what they're going to do, right at the 22. Why? They should have just asked us.
That was like a 5-yard swing there. I mean, that's not a difference between a yard or two.
Right.
That's 5 yards.
Right. So they've got that spotted correctly, and the Panthers will have it first down and 10 with 93 seconds to play in the first quarter. My blood pressure's rising for no reason. Grant Russell out of an empty backfield will take a knee-high snap. Quick throw over the middle. Dar Stanford catch 30 out to the 33-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 12 and a first down. Tackle made by Marvin White, redshirt freshman corner out of Oak Park, Michigan. And Grant Russell right now is looking as sharp as he has all year.
6 of 9 so far tonight with 71 yards completed.
First down and 10 here for the Panthers, who lead 7-0. Contini over here on the near side, two receivers to the right. They've got Stevens as an H-back, Colson the running back. Quick throw over here near side. Corey Contini the catch out near the 39. And that'll be a pickup of at least 6, maybe 7 on first down. And I guess these defensive backs are going to lay off the Panther receivers, and ODU's just going to say, fine, we'll take 7 yards.
I'll take it every time.
Every time.
And we'll take those 5 from the officials that they missed at the beginning of the drive.
Less than a minute to play. First quarter, 7-0 ODU. Grant Russell out of a pistol will take it. Rolls to his right on 2nd and 3. Eyes downfield and then just chucks it out of bounds. He wanted David Turner downfield, but Matt McCoy, the reigning back-to-back GLIAC defensive player of the week, was right there. So Grant just sailed it over the head of Aaron Stevens, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 3 from the 40, stopping the clock with 43 seconds to play in the quarter. McCoy is a senior out of Canton, Michigan. He's got 2 scores in each of the last 2 weeks, an interception return for a score 2 weeks ago, a fumble recovery for a score last week that was for 65 yards and a big one in their 10-point win. 3rd down and 3. Russell with Asaias Chapman lined up behind Grant Russell. Option to the right. Grant makes the pitch. Chapman catches 40-yard line at the first down marker. Leans forward and has it by a yard. More of the option tonight than we've seen. Saginaw Valley is inching closer and closer to slowing that play down, but still 4 yards for Asaias Chapman and another Ohio Dominican first down.
Yeah, and I'm a little concerned about that pitch. It was a little better than the last one we saw down here on the last drive, but this certainly wasn't in front of them like it needed to be. Either way, it was positive play, and it's a first down.
From the 44 with 19 seconds to play in the first quarter. Cardinals are creeping up to that line of scrimmage. Now they back off as Russell takes the snap, looks to his left, fake pump, now looks to his right, pressured from behind, eludes that, ahead to the 47-yard line, so he'll pick up 3, avoids the sack, boy, he hung in there forever, and that's what we're seeing more and more out of junior quarterback Grant Russell, and that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. A good start for Ohio Dominican on the road, looking to get back to 500. It's the Panthers 7, Saginaw Valley nothing. Second quarter action coming up on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's, America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brett Ford back here in the studios at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Hillsdale was hosting Michigan Tech earlier today. They got the win 51-24. And Chance Stewart went 19 of 31 for 55 yards, three touchdowns, and an INT. Let's go out back to Matt and Todd.
All right, Brent, thank you very much. You'll have all of the details of a busy day in GLIAC football. This is the only night game this week after, the last couple of times we've had these night games. We've been having 4 and 5 and 6 other games going on at the same time. Tonight, we are the showcase game in the evening in what has been an interesting day in GLIAC football. 7-0. ODU leads here as we get set to start the second.
And our third night game of four to start this season and the third one on the road. But, road tested warriors, and we've got a few more big ones on the road here coming up in the next few weeks. Of course, the big one way up there in the Upper Peninsula at Northern Michigan, and we've got one on the road later on at Lake Erie and a couple other spots. So we're looking forward to those. But right now, we're focused right now in Zilwaukee, Michigan.
And a little toss over here to E.J. Colson, and they were not fooled on the play there. Boy, all over it was Brian Jones. Panthers had a lot of misdirection. Faked the screen left, came back to the screen to Colson to the right, and the Panthers lose a bunch, and it'll be third down and 13 coming up.
Panthers had a third and really long situation on that last scoring drive, and they were able to overcome that with a positive play and first down and eventual touchdown. So Panthers are going to have to dig back into that part of the playbook right here with the third and 13.
Panthers need the 46 of Saginaw Valley for a first down. Four receivers for Russell. Only three are rushing now. Fourth comes in late. Throw way off target, out of bounds here near side for Contini, as Grant had to throw from his back foot. And a promising possession for ODU will stall after the loss on that second down play. And now Justin Bonchek, with the win behind him, will have an opportunity to punt the football away. So after kicking once with the wind, now Bonchek, into the wind, I should say, with the wind will come out.
He's got a long of 50 on the season. He might surpass that on this one. Yes. Although the flag over here on the right side, Todd, doesn't seem to be blowing around too much right
they
now.
They said that first punt he had into the wind was 51 yards last quarter. Huh. A little rugby style this time for Justin. And a spiral will bounce near the 15, take a good ODU roll. Poorly fielded by Saginaw Valley's Matt McCoy at the 3-yard line. That ball was ticketed for the end zone. McCoy, for whatever reason, fielded it. I mean, there was no question that ball was going into the end zone. And after a fair catch, he wasn't even able to advance it. So Saginaw Valley, a mistake made, and they'll have it. They'll spot it at the 4-yard line.
A mental mistake there by McCoy. And it wasn't even like he had much room around him for a return.
So it'll be Saginaw Valley football to our right. First down and 10. We are 62 seconds into our second quarter, and it'll be LeClaire in under center, and David Ney will line up 3 yards deep into the end zone, where he'll get the handoff and runs right into Demetrius Farmer, and that's going to be a tackle for loss of a yard. So the ball will come back to the 3, and the Dover product, Demetrius Farmer, is having a great first half for ODU.
Field position reminds me a lot of a situation that the Panthers were in last week on the other side of the ball against Michigan Tech, where Michigan Tech was able to pin the Panthers back inside their own one. It was never really able to recover. Michigan Tech got a nice stop on defense, hopefully the Panthers can do the same here to give themselves some good field position on offense.
Second and 11, rolling right as LeClaire from the end zone now throws late and incomplete. Boy, that was into a lot of traffic. And now it'll be third down and 11 from the three-yard line. And that's also, not that it would ever be called, but you've got offensive linemen drifting back in the end zone. Remember, a holding penalty back there would be 2 points in a Panther football. So now it'll be third down and 11. They will check out tight end Heimkreider and bring in another receiver in Max Corcoran. Well, I would be shocked if they threw the football here. You would think they would want to play it safe and take care of the football. Mark Johnson will be over here at near side wide receiver. Two receivers to the right. LeClaire, 4 yards deep into the end zone with the play clock already at five. Now he steps up in under center. They're going to have to burn a timeout as the play clock was down to two. 13-13 to play, first half. ODU on top, 7-0. We'll return after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here in the studios at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Other finals from earlier today in the GLIAC. Northwood falls to Northern Michigan, 29-24. Finley takes down Lake Erie, 58-13. Back to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, 13-13 to go here, and a big play coming up for the Panther defense. They could get tremendous field position with a stop here. Third down and 11 for Saginaw Valley from their own 3-yard line. Again, out of the shotgun, LeClaire will line up in his own end zone. Panthers 4-down lineman, that's all they're bringing. They'll roll him out again to the right, throw out there to the corner. Ball was caught, but was he inbounds? The official will say yes, he was. And it's a first down at the 16-yard line. Alfonso Baltaggio made a great shoestring catch over on the far side of the field. And that is a huge game-moving play for Saginaw Valley.
Gives them a little breathing room and a first down. And all credit to Baltaggio. Got both feet down, was able to get the extension even though the ball was floating out of bounds and reel it in and get the first down for the Cardinals.
And a good throw by LeClaire as well as they go back to the ground game and David Nay, and he's tripped up by Anthony Small at the 16-yard line, maybe fell forward to get back to the line of scrimmage. Redshirt senior out of Shaw, Anthony Small makes the tackle that time. And, boy, this defensive line, they rotated some guys in there, and they have played well again this year. We knew that was going to be a strength of the team this season.
When you have a defensive line that gets a nice push like that, you got linebackers like Ross Thompson, Cameron Cole, and Trey McIntyre, who was in on that play, you can get some good pressure on the quarterback and put them in some very uncomfortable situations.
Four wide receivers on second down and 10, and we've got movement against Saginaw Valley before this play starts. So five will go against the Cardinals. They have committed 13 penalties in the first 3 weeks of the season, costing them 49 yards per game, which ranks eighth out of the 14-team field. And with 12:06 to play in the second quarter, Saginaw Valley will have second down and 15, and the ball now comes back to its own 12. Panthers with a stop on this series of downs will still have great field position. Wind not quite as strong as it was earlier, but still, that's the direction Saginaw Valley is heading, is into the wind in their all-red look tonight. Two receivers to the right, Voltaggio and Farr. Two over here to the near side are Corcoran and Woods, and they'll set up a screen to the right. That'll be caught by Johnson, but Cameron Moore hits him at the five, and he gets his way forward to the six. That's going to be a loss of six more yards. Jeremiah Johnson, a sophomore out of Pontiac, Michigan, made the catch, but boy, when he turned around, Cameron Moore was staring him in the face.
Cameron Moore is one of those guys that we're looking forward to get more and more playing time. 6'3", 230-pound redshirt freshman out of Tecumseh, has the tackle for a loss on the season. Let's make it another on that play.
So the football back to the six. They've got to get all the way to the 27 for a first down. So third and 21.
How about a pick six?
Panthers are bringing one from the edge, but they hand it off, and Johnson's only going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Panthers weren't fooled. Defensive linemen stayed home, and the punting unit will come out onto the field, and, you know, they got a first down, but they ended up only advancing the football 3 yards.
Yeah, that was a huge play there a couple plays ago to get a huge loss for the Saginaw Valley offense, and the Panthers defense didn't let up. You know, after they got that first down when they were pinned back in their own end zone, they were able to still get a stop and get some loss. And the Panthers are in great position here for a good field position with the punter almost to the back of the end zone.
And they just moved. So this is going to back them up half the distance from the six. And that'll make it even more uncomfortable for punter Tyler Marcus, who on two kicks with the wind only averaged 31. And now he'll be kicking into the wind where Billy Akins is standing back at the Saginaw Valley 45. Boy, that would take a 40-plus yard punt just to get him the football. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, but Billy might want to come up a little
bit.
Yeah.
Well, the last thing you want is to have it bounce short and take a huge roll. So Marcus, 9 deep in the end zone. Panthers with 9 on the line of scrimmage. They're coming. Marcus gets away a wobbler. Akins will get away from it. It bounces at the 35, doesn't go anywhere. And ODU will have it at the 36-yard line, first and 10 with 10:02 to go. Boy, some of the grumblings from the fans down below. I want to see them punted into that stiff wind.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, all you can hope for on that is to knock it right down the center, which the punter did, right on that little SV logo on the 35. And, you know, Billy did the right thing by letting his teammates know to get out of the way. And it didn't take a Panthers bounce or a Saginaw bounce. It went straight up in the air, and the Panthers are starting out here with tremendous field position.
Grant Russell, 8 of 13, 72 yards here in this first half. We'll have Justin Davis line up to his right, 3 receivers, 2 left. Russell, play action pass. He's looking down the seam, looking for Corey Contini near the end zone, and incomplete. That was double covered. I'm sure Grant would have rather not had to throw that football, but the defense was caving in on him. And with 2 men back there, again, including Marvin White, wasn't anything that Corey Contini could do but almost play defense on that one.
It got a nice block by Justin Davis out of the backfield, so Grant wouldn't get absolutely pulverized, but there was good push-up by the Saginaw Valley defensive line to get him in a little bit of a hurry-up position and kind of chuck it downfield.
Second down and 10. They sweep it left to Justin Davis. Markers are down. Davis with blockers in front. He's got a big run of 11 yards, but I think this one's coming back. I think the Panthers had an illegal formation. Oh, no, Grant Russell's saying it's going the other way. Maybe one of the Cardinals lined up in the neutral zone. So if the play stands, it'll be 11 yards and a first down for Justin Davis, and I have every reason to believe Grant Russell. Seems like a nice enough young man. He would not lead me astray.
Offside. There we go.
Defense was lined up offside. That'll be declined. It'll be a first down for ODU, as the ball will be at the Saginaw Valley 26-yard line, 9:48 to play first half, 7-0 ODU. Good news is Panthers lead. Bad news is they've dominated this first half, Matt, but they only lead 7-0.
They've
got to get one in the end zone here. It'll be Contini, Stanford, and Isaiah Williams to the right. First and 10 with a football on the left hash mark. Russell will take it, throws it over here to Contini. Caught at the 30, ahead to the 25, lowers his head and leans forward to the 21. Had a couple of blockers, but they didn't help him out a lot. He managed to pick up 4, maybe 5. It'll be second down for ODU as the clock trickles towards 9 minutes to play in the second quarter.
Star Stanford and Isaiah Williams out there on the blocks, Alicia Amato out there on the blocks, and it's two guys that were trying to bust Cantini loose and just couldn't get a jailbreak there.
Second down and 5 for ODU. Davis behind Russell gets the handoff. Nice little hole on the left side of the line. He's got at least 3 on the play down to the 18. So the guys on the left side, Williams and Tamaris, able to open up enough of a seam for Justin Davis. And a third down and short will be coming up now for the Panthers, who on the year, 43%. On third down, which ranks 6th best in the GLIAC.
3 of 5 tonight, so they're having some success on third down situations, converting on 60% of those.
Contini, Turner, and Stanford right. Now Contini goes in motion to the left. They come back right. Throw for Dar Stanford, who had been bumped, and just as he looked up, the ball whistled past his helmet, falling incomplete in the end zone. It'll bring up fourth down, and the field goal unit coming out onto the field. That is 6 points if Dar Stanford doesn't get tangled up with Marvin White. Dar was looking for a flag,
yeah,
but certainly didn't get one with that contact.
Frustrated down there in the end zone, jumping up and down, looking for one.
And so a field goal try for Justin Bonchek coming up. He's 1-for-1 on the season with a 29-yarder last week against Michigan Tech. This will be from 35 yards, ball right in between the two hash marks. Austin Ernst puts it down, kick is blocked at the line of scrimmage, it gets smothered right there, and the Panthers, after having great field position due to the defense's play, come up empty, and with 8:13 to play here in the second quarter, the score remains 7-0 Ohio Dominican.
Yeah, that's pretty deflating there for if you're on the Panther sideline when you get that field position and you have some positive plays, and certainly 35-yard field goal attempt is manageable. Of course, Justin Bonchek only with the one field goal attempt in his career last week, and that was good. But on the road here in a hostile environment at night into the wind, even though he had the wind behind him, it was just a low kick, and the Cardinals were able to get a block on it.
So first down and 10, Jacob LeClaire, and the Cardinals are back out there at their own 21-yard line. And LeClaire will look to throw, swings it over here to Johnson, caught it at the 25 and stepped out of bounds. Billy Aikens had him wrapped up anyways. That'll be a pickup of 5 yards for Jeremiah Johnson. Johnson came into this evening's play with 3 receptions. He's had a couple tonight. That's the first one that's been for positive yardage. And with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, the Cardinals hanging around in this one as they, again, really offensively outside of their opening possession when they picked up a couple of first downs, have really done not much. They'll bring Johnson in motion, hand it off to him. Nick Isaac missed him in the backfield, turns up field 25, ahead to the 29. That'll be a gain of 4 on the play. Nick Isaac's junior defensive end out of Withrow. Boy, he got great penetration into the backfield, but was unable to come up with a tackle, and the nice play by Johnson to pick up positive yards.
And it puts the Cardinals at third and short, and speaking of that offensive output, Todd, the Cardinals only have around 51 yards of total offense tonight to the Panthers, 143. Mm. So the Panthers have almost tripled them up, and yet the Cardinals are still in this, down only 7-0.
And out of the eye on 3rd-and-1, the Panthers defense is going to make another play. Great penetration again by Isaacs, Ross Thompson, Farmer, Billy Aikens. They were all in there. And a loss of 3 to make it 4th-and-4. And David Nay, who has gone over 100 yards rushing each of the last 2 weeks, and this Cardinal offense having a tough time getting any traction going in the running game.
And we go back to that defensive line, opening it up for those linebackers to get through and getting that pressure on the quarterback. And the Panthers doing a phenomenal job here tonight on 3rd down.
And Marcus, with pressure, gets rid of a beautiful kick this time, but it sails it. Well, I take that back.
Yeah.
That came all the way out of bounds over here on the near side, and Ohio Dominican will have it at their own 45-yard line. So a badly angled kick by Tyler Marcus, and the Panthers will once again have good field position, leading 7-0 with 6:27 to play here in our second quarter. Next Saturday, it'll be homecoming, and Ohio Dominican will host a top-five ranked Grand Valley State football team that had their way on the road at Walsh. They will make another trip to Ohio next week. It'll be a noon kickoff at Ohio Dominican. Panthers and Lakers next Saturday. We'll have it for you on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. 1st-and-10, ODU going left to right. Joe Hines will get a carry, sweeps to the left over the 45, near the 47-yard line for the junior transfer running back out of Dakota Community College. And he's from Louisville, Kentucky. We've got a slow Cardinal getting up after the gain of almost 3 for Joe Hines, who was unable to suit it up last week for Ohio Dominican, just his 4th carry on the young season. He'll check out. Justin Davis will check in. And the hobbled Cardinal will come off the field. That is Dylan Dixon, their safety. 2nd-and-7 for ODU at their own 48-yard line. Grant Russell out of the shotgun will take the snap from Andrew Lorenz, keeps it off to the left side. Now searches for room, nothing's there. He'll fall forward across the 50. That big 6'3", 6'4 frame was able to get 2 yards out of that mess. And the Panthers will have third down and 4 coming up from the Saginaw Valley 49-yard line.
Third down.
Well, a possession here where the Panthers want to move these chains. Jacob Mercier will replace Aaron Stevens in the lineup. Corey Contini left, Mercier, Stanford, and David Turner here to the near side as the Cardinal fans start to hoot and holler. ODU will need the 45 for a first down. Russell will take it, looking to his left for Contini, who's caught it at the 40-yard line. First down, ODU knocked down to the 38. A gain of 11 on the throw by Russell and the catch by the sophomore Contini. First down, Panthers.
Another huge third down conversion here for the Panthers. Fourth one on the evening, and Corey Contini, his fifth catch of the evening, having himself a nice little game here in the first half.
First down and 10, 38-yard line. Joe Hines back out there. He'll run off to the left, but he runs right into this defense, and Brian Jones, linebacker, will stop him for a no gain. So the junior from Schoolcraft, Michigan, averaging almost 10 tackles per game, and the Panthers will have second down and 10. Keep an eye on that personnel. Jacob Mercier will check out, so will Joe Hines. Back into the lineup will be E.J. Colson for ODU and Aaron Stevens. Second down and 10, 4:20 left second quarter here at Saginaw Valley. Panthers trying to get to 2-2 on the year. Tight formation for ODU this time. Stanford and Mercier right. Grant Russell takes a knee-high snap with time over the middle. He's got E.J. Colson, who again got bumped in the middle of the field. That bumped him off his route, and the pass was incomplete. And it'll be third down and 10 for ODU. And now twice the Panthers making contact in the secondary, unable to right themselves to make the catch.
Sounded like the fans saw that, too. You could hear it in the crowd, Mike. And Colson was looking for the flag. I think if he hadn't looked to the referee down there to look for the flag, he might have been able to kept his stride there and got to that ball.
Well, the offensive line gave Grant all day that time. Let's see if they can protect again here on third down and 10. They need the 27-yard line for a first down. Chapman's going to be out there as a blocking back. Four wide receivers for ODU, and they run quarterback draw. Cardinals brought six. Grant's going to run forward to the 34-yard line. Short run, only three. And now ODU will have fourth down and 7. So decision time for head coach Kelly Cummings. Probably beyond field goal range. It would be a, 41-yard try. I beg your pardon. It would be a 51-yard try. You could punt and try and pin them in. But the way the defense is played, why not go for it here? And they will. Fourth down and 7. Plenty of time on the play clock here for the Panthers. Four wide receivers. Russell with the ball right in the center of the field. Will bring Aaron Stevens in motion. Fourth down play here for ODU, and Grant Russell's got the snap. Looking left, off to the side. Contini into the air. He's got the catch for a first down at the 12-yard line. Might have pushed off again, but no flags this time, and the Panthers will have it first down.
And Corey Cantini's feeling it here in the first half. Climbed that ladder. The ball was a little bit high. He was able to get up there and pull it down for the huge third down conversion. First down inside the 20-yard line. They're going to put the ball at the 13, it looks like, and the Panthers are in business.
First down, empty backfield this time for Grant Russell. Matt Barber, H-back to the right. E.J. Colson goes in motion, lines up to the right of Russell. Colson will get it off the left. 10, lowers his head to the 7, still working forward near the 6-yard line. Gain of 6 for redshirt freshman E.J. Colson, working against this Saginaw Valley defense that's been out there for a long time in this first half. But here is the same area of the field that the Panthers failed last week against Michigan Tech. Let's see how they can get it into the end zone here tonight.
Looking for a little redemption here, and for the Panthers, this will be the 36th play of the evening on offense. So you're right, Todd. Saginaw Valley's been out there quite a bit on defense.
Second down and 5 from the 6-yard line. Colson to the right, leans forward to the 4-yard line. Picked up 2. It'll be third down and 2 for Ohio Dominican. And the Panthers now offensively again have to figure out a way to pick up a first down here or get the football into the end zone. in some shape, form, or fashion. And we're going to get a timeout. We've got an injured Cardinal for Saginaw Valley, so the officials stop it for Kyle Campfield, a sophomore of Springfield, Ohio, who will limp off the field. He's the second to come off the field during this possession. 1:46 to play in the second quarter. Panthers will have third down and two with the football at the four-yard line. Grant Russell with Justin Davis lined up behind him. Formation tight to the right. Davis goes straight through the middle, spins his way to the goal line. He got stacked up at the goal line, but it will be first and goal for ODU on a tough run by Justin Davis. Boy, he was able to just lower his head, spun his way to the left, and was able to pick up the necessary yardage for the first down for the Panthers and move the chains. So the clock will roll now at 1:21 and counting here in the first half. Panthers will have it ball on the left side hash mark, and now a timeout will be used by ODU. We'll pause, 7-0. Panthers on top, 1:18 to play second quarter on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG AM 820, Columbus.
Brett Ford back here in the studios at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Let's go back out to Matt and Todd for the end of this first half action.
All right, Brent, thank you very much. We'll look forward to everything you have coming at us at halftime. Dar Stanford and Corey Contini are going to line up to the left. And Aaron Stevens and Matt Barber will be H-back and tight end to the right. Justin Davis remains in the backfield for Ohio Dominican on first and goal from the one-yard line. Now Davis slides to the right of Grant Russell. He will take the handoff. He's in. Touchdown, Ohio Dominican. He just surged right off the right side of the line, and the Panthers now on top, 13-0 with a point after coming up.
Touchdown down here on the field behind the end zone. Got a nice vantage point of that touchdown run, and just a nice little simple play, running Buffalo up the gut and getting more points on the board right before the half.
And stepping up will be Justin Boncheck now to try this point after. Austin Ernst is there to put it down. Kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 1:14 to play in the second quarter. New score. It is Ohio Dominican 14, Saginaw Valley nothing. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Turn up the notch on success.
Real world success with a professional certificate or degree from Ohio Dominican University.
At ODU, complete your MBA affordably.
On campus, online, or both in as few as 16 months.
Or choose the Healthcare Administration 18-month program.
This master's degree program has classes meeting once a week in 8-week evening sessions.
And a graduate certificate is available.
Give your career a boost at ODU.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Click on ohiodominican.edu/grad.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and the Buffalo Wild Wings halftime show coming up at the end of the first half. We're going to have the Panther spotlight, a look at the GLIAC scoreboard, and a lot more. Right now, let's go back to Todd and Matt.
All right, Brent, thank you very much. A very important score for Ohio Dominican to perhaps close out this first half of play, as the Panthers now lead by a score of 14-0. And Matt, for a game that, again, primarily dominated by the Panthers in this first half, they needed that score right there.
Yeah, but the whole coaching staff collectively took a big sigh of relief there when the ball crossed the goal line on that last scoring drive, just dominating the whole first half. When you look at the yards on offense compared to what the Cardinals have, and when you look at how many plays and first downs and all the offensive statistical categories, except for that scoreboard. Little breathing room at 14-0 with a minute 14 left here in the first half. I'm sure there was a collective sigh of relief here on the Panthers sideline.
I feel like I need you to send out a flare right now so I have some semblance of an idea of where you are, as Boncheck will kick it away, and it'll be an end-over-end fielded on the 10-yard line for Saginaw Valley, working forward over here to the near side and out of bounds near the 25. Where are you?
I'm over here at the 40-yard line.
Oh, there you are. I see you. You're behind the Panther bench. My goodness. All right, so 68 seconds to play here in the first half. And let's see how Saginaw Valley approaches this here. Panthers have two timeouts left, so does Saginaw Valley. So Panthers would have an opportunity to stop the clock if they so choose. First down and 10, John LeClaire back out there. Jacob LeClaire, I beg your pardon, the quarterback. And Jeremiah Johnson is out there, and we've not seen David Nay for a little while here. First down from the 25, LeClaire, quick pass. That's going to be caught. Corcoran, 30 out to the 33. And I'll tell you what, Dwayne Gordon Jr. was an eyelash away from taking that into the end zone for six more for ODU. Saginaw Valley gets right back to the line of scrimmage at the 34-yard line. That was a pickup of 8, second down and 2. Four receivers for LeClaire, two to either side. And another quick one coming up. LeClaire throws over here to the left, and that's going to be incomplete as the intended receiver, Mark Johnson, was out of bounds. It'll be third and 2 coming up with 42 seconds to play in the half.
It's Dwayne Gordon is a name that we haven't called too much tonight, but he has some nice plays away from the ball and has been in on some plays on defense in the passing game. He's quietly having himself a nice game, even though it might not necessarily be showing up in the stat sheet.
42 seconds to play, 14-0 Ohio Dominican here in the second quarter. Third down and 2 for Saginaw Valley. Well, this is an important first down for them. LeClaire takes it, throw back over here to the left to Johnson. Panthers are there! There's Gordon to make the stop at the 32-yard line. Big loss on the play of 4 yards. And again, on a third and short, they go backwards. Gordon makes the tackle. Panthers use a timeout, and they're going to get the football back here. 34 seconds to play in the half, and they'll still have one timeout left.
Depending on what type of field position the Panthers end up with here, we got Billy Aikens creeping back over down towards about the Panthers' 35-yard line. If they can end up with some decent field position and a timeout left, maybe they could make that breathing room a little bit better here. Up on the road in this loud, hostile environment. Man, it's loud down here on this sideline, Todd.
Well, they have a unique sound system in play here. They are in the end zone to our right. And when we were down on the field, just to have a conversation standing next to each other, we literally had to talk into each other's ear. So I can imagine how it's loud.
Yeah, this stadium doesn't really have its own PA system. There's some speakers on top of the press box, but they got this like concert-style setup of speakers out in the end zone to your right, and it sounds like I'm at a concert down here, and I still got the headphones on.
All right, 34 seconds to play here in the second quarter. And Tyler Marcus out to punt again for the Cardinals. And the line of scrimmage is the 31. Billy Aikens, who's been unable to get his hands on one, is standing back at his own 35. Marcus got rid of it. Nice spiraling kick. Aikens coming over here. And again, it goes out of bounds, probably near the 45 again. And it will be right at the 45. So they're trying to kick it away from Billy Aikens. And now with 28 seconds to play in the first half, Ohio Dominican will have it. And they got one timeout left. That was the fifth first half punt by Saginaw Valley. And the Cardinals are likely going to go to the locker room with only 4 first half first downs. And remember, they got 2 first downs on their opening possession. All right, Panthers will have 3 receivers left. And one over here to the near side on first down and 10 from their own 45-yard line for Grant Russell. And Grant will take it. He'll roll out to the left-hand side, throws towards the boundary. It'll be caught by Dar Stanford and quickly out of bounds at the Saginaw Valley 43-yard line. So that'll be a pickup of 12 and a first down for ODU. That play only took 6 seconds, and it stopped the clock. David Turner, Dar Stanford, Corey Contini, Jacob Mercier are all your receivers. Contini will line up by himself off to the left, and the wide side of field over here will have the trio of receivers. First down from the Saginaw Valley 43-yard line. They've got four on their defensive line. Lorenz will snap it back to Grant Russell, looking to his left, looking downfield for Cantini again, and he stumbles down near the 5-yard line. Again, a little bit of contact between the two. No flag thrown. Now 17 seconds to play in the first half.
Broken up by Jones Newman.
Panthers are taking their time down here, Todd. There isn't a huge sense of urgency I think there would be if they hadn't scored that last touchdown. Now that they have a little bit of a breathing room and a timeout here. So Panthers are taking their time. No hurry right here as they come set here on second down.
10 yards to go here for the Panthers with three receivers right again for Russell. Grant will take it belt high this time. Has time over the middle. It's caught by Corey Contini. Makes a nice move back to his left to the 30. He'll be dropped right there. Pickup of 13 yards. The game clock will stop with the first down, and ODU will also burn its last timeout. So with 9 seconds to play until halftime, it is 14-0 Ohio Dominican on top. And they can't stop it again with a timeout, so it would have to be something on the boundary. And maybe that one that they had earlier to Stanford would work, and then maybe you could try a field goal, but we'll see what they've got dialed up. Everybody huddling on the far side of the field. I'll tell you, a lot of players have gotten involved. ODU has had 5 different ball carriers tonight. They've had 3 different pass receivers so far. E.J. Colson, a running back, has 3 catches. Dar Stanford, a wide receiver, has 1 rush. And that 1 rush was good for a 7-yard touchdown. All right, Corey Contini and Jacob Mercier will be to the left. Turner and Stanford will be on the right. And again, the Panthers will have it at the Saginaw Valley 30-yard line, 9 seconds to play in the first half, and no more timeouts. So unless it's a play that ends up a first down and they could clock it, it better get out of bounds or it better get in the end zone. Asaias Chapman will line up to the left of Grant Russell, who points out a potential blitzer. First down for the Panthers, 9 seconds to play in the half. They're coming from the edge. Chapman picks it up. Russell now pressured, will just throw it away off to the left. And Corey Contini is kind of in the area, and by that I mean he's on the same field as where the ball landed. And with 4 seconds to play in the second quarter, Panthers will have 1 more play. And they, even with the win likely out of Justin Bonchek field goal range, this would be a 47-yarder from here. This was a year ago. They would have kicked a field goal 4 plays ago when the ball was near midfield with Brent Wally.
Yeah, and just going back to that last play, Todd, I say as Chapman saved the play going out to halftime. He picked up that block on the blitzing linebacker, was able to protect Grant and for enough time to get it, get him some time to throw it out of bounds and save 4 seconds here in the first half. But Isaias was a great field awareness there to pick up the blitzer and get the block.
Timeout has been used by Saginaw Valley. They want to make sure that they've got all their ducks in a row before this final play of the half. They will have 1 timeout left again. The Panthers are out, 4 seconds to go. Star Stanford, a 7-yard touchdown run for Ohio Dominican. Justin Davis, a 2-yard touchdown run for the Panthers. Those are the 2 scores. Saginaw Valley has not threatened to score in this first half. And the Panther offense will come out for 1 more play. Isaiah Williams will line up. He's the biggest wide receiver available for the Panthers at 6'3", 210 pounds. He'll be over here to the near side. Looks like Dar Stanford and Corey Contini. Well, now they're going to shift over to the left. So they'll have 2 receivers left, 1 over here to the right. Chapman's in the backfield, and Aaron Stevens will line up as an H-back to the left. Probably the final play of the first half. Looks like the Cardinals may be coming here. They got some guys at the line of scrimmage. Russell play action, looks downfield, will throw, caught by Stanford, but he doesn't get out of bounds in time. He tried, might have had an outside chance to turn and score, But as it was, the play ends up out of bounds inside the 5-yard line, ending the first half of play. So a solid first half for Ohio Dominican. They will go to the locker room with the advantage by a score of 14-0. And, partner, you're going to have to let me know if you've got coach or not, because I have lost you and everybody. Yep, go ahead.
Coach, talk about that last touchdown. A little bit of breathing room. It was such a dominating first half by the Panthers, yet it was only 7-0. How important was that second touchdown?
Well, that's it. You got the field. You got the field position. You maintained it, and you had the wind at your back and all those things. And so you got to score when the advantage is on your side. I mean, you have to make those plays. So it's a good lead for us.
And how about that defense holding the Cardinals to no points there in first, dominating on defense?
Yeah, you're trying to jinx me, right.
Good luck in the second half, Coach.
Thanks, man.
Guess that's the way to get out of an answer, by saying, I guess you jinxed me. No, I don't think that's the case. The defense has been stellar here in this first half of play, holding Saginaw Valley to only 4 first downs and only 53 yards of total offense here in the first half. Panthers lead 14-0 in Saginaw. Our Buffalo Wild Wings halftime show is coming up, and it starts right now with Brent Ford.